Dem Governor Ned Lamont attempts to lure women to Connecticut with abortion. By Dr. Susan Barry on May 23, 2019. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, a Democrat, published an open letter Monday to women business owners in states that have passed abortion restrictions, promising them a pro-abortion environment. Lamont and Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewicz are promising women business owners relocation assistance to a state that has codified the right to abortion that the Supreme Court invented in 1973. According to CT Mirror, a spokesman for the state's Department of Economic and Community Development said his agency will be directly contacting women-owned businesses in Alabama, Georgia, and Missouri, all states that have recently passed abortion restrictions. Your state legislature's recent decision to severely curb women's reproductive rights is sending shockwaves across the country, including in the business world, Lamont and Bicewicz wrote. Condemnation of this extreme measure has been swift and calls for corporate boycotts grow stronger by the day. If you are as concerned as we are about this issue, we would urge you to relocate your operations to a state that supports the rights of women and whose actions and laws are unwavering in support of tolerance and inclusivity, the Democrat leaders added. In short, I urge you to come to Connecticut. Democrat lawmakers are attempting to protect the abortion industry in Connecticut with legislation that would subject faith-based pro-life pregnancy centers to the oversight of the state attorney general. The bill claims the pro-life centers, which provide spiritual, emotional, and material support to pregnant women, are deceiving women into believing they provide abortions. The State House passed the measure and now heads to the State Senate. The leader's invitation to women business owners comes as the state continues its fiscal crisis. Businesses have left the state and homeowners have responded similarly in the wake of continued tax increases, most recently of which are proposed tolls on state highways. In early 2016, finance analyst Larry Kudlow, now serving as director of the National Economic Council under President Donald Trump, wrote at National Review about GE's decision to leave Connecticut. GE's decision to leave Fairfield for Boston is another sad marker in the downhill slide brought about by Connecticut's high tax, high regulation, anti-business policies of the last 25 years, Kudlow wrote. Does anyone doubt that massive tax hikes on successful earners and corporations drive those same folks out of state? That's the new Connecticut story. A recent Pew poll shows that 60% of current residents want out. Because Connecticut doesn't have enough money to pay its bills, it has a $69.8 billion financial hole, the financial watchdog states. To fill it, each Connecticut taxpayer would have to send $53,400 to the state.